As we mentioned in Essie Adugin's novel, Half-Blood Blues, real-life jazz stars like Louis Armstrong, Bill Coleman, and Josephine Baker emerge in small hotels around corners, sitting in on sets. That got us to thinking what life might have been like for the fictional hot-time jazz swingers as they were in hiding in Berlin and Paris, what they listened to at the beginning of World War II. In the novel, the fictional trumpeter, Hieronymus Falk, was set to cut a record in Paris with Louis Armstrong before the Nazis marched in. Perhaps the real-life Louis Armstrong could have set the mood with I Double Dare You.
I double dare you to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Take off your hi-hat and let's get friendly. Don't be a scared cat. Say, what do you care? Can't you take a dare? I double dare you to kiss me and then I double dare you to kiss me again. And if that look in your eyes mean what I'm thinking of, I double dare you to fall in love with me, hot mama. I double dare you.
The fictional Hot Time Swingers were also wowed by the real-life Josephine Baker, the African-American burlesque chanteuse. In real life, she made the song J'ai deux amours an international hit.
J'ai deux amours, mon pays et Paris, para toujours, mon cœur est ravi.
In this song, Baker sings of her two great loves, her country and Paris. Perhaps Hero and Sid might have encountered Josephine Baker walking down the streets of Paris with her pet cheetah, Chiquita, before an evening's performance at the Folies Bergère. Another artist that novelist Essie Adugin drew inspiration from was Bill Coleman. It's easy to hear why. Like her fictional Hieronymus Falk, Coleman was a master of the horn. He was born in Paris, Kentucky, but he ended up leaving the States in the mid-1930s for France. He never gained the fame that Louis Armstrong would, but Coleman's distinctive lyrical style and his consistent recording career helped him endure the test of time. According to Essie Adugin, these were the real-life jazz heroes who created the musical backdrop of her narrative for the novel Half-Blood Blues. And that's our program today. I'm Jackie Leiden, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.